Little Brother, Big Example by Kate Anderson, based on a true story. I will try in all I do and say to live the gospel more each day. Children's Songbook, page 148. Sammy looked sad as he watched the pictures on TV. Floodwaters were flowing through the streets and towns on the other side of Australia. Sammy thought about the boys and girls whose homes would be filled with mud. He thought about how their toys would be ruined. Sammy went to the cupboard. He took out a shopping bag and filled it with toys he didn't play with anymore. Sammy took the bag to Mum.
"These are for the boys and girls in the floods," he said.
"That is very kind, Sammy," Mum said. "The people in the floods also need many other things." Sammy and his older brother Benjamin had been saving their money for a new toy. Sammy kept his money in a jar. Sammy grabbed the jar and took out all his money.
"I want to give this to the people in the floods, too," he said.
As he put the money in an envelope, Benjamin walked into the kitchen.
"What are you doing?"
Benjamin asked.
"I'm sharing money with the people in the floods,"
Sammy said.
"That's a good idea. I'll share my money, too,"
Benjamin said. Mum drove Sammy and Benjamin to a mall where they could donate their money to the people in the flood.
"You're a good example, Sammy,"
Benjamin said as they walked together holding their envelopes. Sammy smiled. He felt good all over. He was the little brother, but he had been a big example. Sidebar.
For my birthday, I got some money. That Sunday, I was filling out a tithing slip, and I asked my mom and dad if I could give some of my money for humanitarian aid. They said I should, if that's what the Spirit was telling me. So I did. A few days later, I saw on the news that Japan had a tsunami. I was glad I listened to the Spirit and that I could help people in need. Carter M., age 9, Utah.
End of the story, Little Brother, Big Example by Kate Anderson.